viewer discretion is advised,
but will be completely ignored.
Spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Unless a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Blackheart's Angels. I'm Charcy, joined by her beautiful partners in crime, Binky and Lady V. How you girls doing today?
We're doing good.
Guys, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, ring the notification bell. Share this with all your friends out there. You know, this is the place you want to be today, especially when we get into all our amazing topics today. Then, also, don't forget to check out our link tree, guys. This is where you can find everything related to our podcast, whether it be, you know, different streaming sites, different merch and everything. This is where you check out everything related to our podcast. So check us out on our link tree and everything. Next, let's check out our brand ambassadors, who we wouldn't be here without. Use our coupon code OTTRMOB with W Energy and save an additional 10% off your order with one of the best energy drinks on the market today. Next, check out our dreamalive.store with our brand ambassadors merch at using the coupon code OTTRMOB and save an additional 15% off your order there. And last but not least, check out GetSoulLace.com, some beautiful, amazing jewelry and merch here. Use coupon code OTTRMOB and save an additional 25% off your order there. Check out our... And last but not least, you want to check out our merch, guys. Rock our merch. Check us out at bonfire.com/store/off-the-top-ropes-podcast, where you can rock out the amazing Black Hearts Angels shirts, t-shirts, hoodies, anything related to our podcast. Represent us, girls, and support the team. This is where you can check us out and support the team by rocking out some merch. Should we get into the big story of the week, guys? Yes. The hot story of the week?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This past week, Sky Blue at the ROH tapings was getting harassed by a male fan who was being belligerent, you know, calling her baby girl, saying inappropriate comments. Then on social media, you have this jerk being like, hey, this is how women should dress, you know, all this nonsense of like and all this stuff. This is the way women are getting treated here. Like, oh, you want to wear your merch like this, then you shouldn't be complaining about it. Get into a new profession and everything. So we're going back to the attitude era. I mean, look at some of the women in supporting Sky Blue, which is amazing. This guy here is a big culprit why this shit was happening and everything. So who wants to start off and express what you guys are feeling about this? Because I know some of you girls are hot about this when it was shared this past week. So, hi, Christy.
Oh, man.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, everybody. It's a lot going on with the women's division. I feel like a lot of the people are sexually, like, attacking the females, saying that how the way they dress and whatnot, and they should dress this way, they should dress that way. And, like, I think that women should dress how they want, to be honest with you. It doesn't matter how they dress as long as they're not showing, like, a body part or, you know, they're wrestling naked or anything.
Yeah.
So yeah. It just doesn't make any sense why women in the wrestling industry are treated this way. Because, like, they shouldn't be treated at all like that. At all. So, it's just horrible that to see these women just get treated like this for no reason. So, yeah, I just don't understand why fans are doing that, especially men at that.
It's like, the men, yeah, in general.
Yeah, it is crazy because it's like you don't see the female doing that to the men wrestler.
Hardly.
Highly, like, literally, they don't. And it's just, like, why the men have to do that? Because I feel like some men, I'm not saying all men.
No, not all.
I feel like some men could be jerks and just be total douche to women, and that's really unacceptable.
It is unacceptable.
Yeah. So that's my take on that.
What's your thought, Binky?
Honestly, I agree with Bianca, because it's like men, most of the men wrestlers, not all, they come out with their private parts hanging out 99.9% of the time, and they don't get criticized. Yet women dress in a similar way. Some women, some female wrestlers dress a similar way, yet they get criticized. And it's like, it pisses me off. Like, you policing us women on what to wear, especially with our gear. If I was a performer, if I was a wrestler, and some jerk would criticize me, I don't care. I don't care if it's kayfabe or not. I'm going to tell the guy off, because it's ridiculous. It's like this troll, especially this troll online. Oh, no, Sky Blue. And I'm not a Sky Blue fan, but it's like, come on now. Why are you coming for her? Because of how she's dressing. Like, it's her body, her choice. We don't have an issue. I mean, what's wrong with showing skin? I don't care if it's a man or woman. It's okay. Show skin. I don't care.
Exactly.
If you hot, if you feel like you hot as hell, show some skin. Like,
absolutely. Absolutely. Don't be afraid to show.
But it's not just about, being hot. But look at the talent. Mm-hmm. Look at the talent that Sky Blue has been.
Thank you.
Like, it's mostly about talent.
Thank you.
It's not about looking hot, but, he could look hot, but be talented at the same time. And that's what Sky Blue was doing. And this jerk was just heckling. And it's like, come on now. This is ridiculous. This
is like, it is getting ridiculous.
It's like our choice.
It's like what they want us to wear, jeans and a whole sweatshirt to wrestle in. Like, what? No, we're gonna be sweating, we're gonna be hot. It's like, what do they expect us to? And then not only that, compared to, legend females that dress like not.
It doesn't matter, Christy.
Inappropriately.
Exactly, like, Christy.
Like, it doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't matter. It's like, we should wear whatever we want, as long as we're not showing full cleavage or full booty cheeks or whatever.
Fragile egos and pride can lead a man to disaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
It just doesn't make any sense. Like, what, from now on you want us to wear jeans and a whole sweatshirt? No.
We're not in Saudi Arabia, so.
Exactly. So, And then you have some, sorry to cut you off, Char, but then you have some wrestlers who don't dress, don't have the trunks or whatever and the whole bra set or whatever. You have some of them have the pants, and you have some that has the whole, like, sports bra that shows practically nothing. So it's like, what's the problem?
Exactly. See, my issue is, what we're doing right now with these men and the crowds being harassing the women talent and everything, what drives me nuts and pisses me off isn't more so like the fact that you're sitting here and you're telling women, okay, if this is the way you want to dress and this is the way you want to be, go into a new profession, go into something else, get out of wrestling if you can't take the heat. I mean, first of all, shut the fuck up for one. I mean, seriously. Telling these women what you should be wearing, what you should be doing when you're wrestling. I mean, screw up. Second of all, isn't the main objective of watching our women's wrestlers and supporting the women's division in all wrestling? Isn't the main objective is to see how they're improving in the ring and what they're doing, whether they're improving, whether they're not improving, their skill set. This is the main problem we've had with women's wrestling. A lot of the women back in the 90s, during the Attitude Era and stuff, that were, wrestling and all these, that were being treated, disgustingly back in the 90s and stuff, all the bra and panty matches and all the, mud like mud wrestling shit like that. I mean, exactly. They didn't like doing that shit. They wanted to be showcased for their in-ring abilities, and now I feel like these men are living so far in the fucking past with their mindset. It's like, oh, you know, cloth up, wear more clothing. You know, shut the fuck up. We're not living in the fucking past anymore with this shit, you know?
Literally, we're not.
Why are we not appreciating women like Sky Blue, who's like a young up-and-coming wrestler in the women's division? Why are we not showcasing her for her in-ring ability and her talent? You know, why are we, let's just, you know, sit in the crowd during shows and, you know, take pictures and photos of her behind every single time, and then we're getting like thousands and tens of thousands of bookmarks and shit on Twitter and social media. I mean, some of you men are disgusting little chauvinistic pigs. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's disgusting. Basically, sexuality is a controversial situation in any field. It really is. And it's like, it's a fucking shame that what we're going back to with this shit with the women is like, you're going back to the, you know, the 90s, you know, style of wrestling and everything. It's disgusting and everything.
Right, exactly. It is a death. It is a big, huge controversy.
It is.
It's ridiculous because it's like, come on now. I mean, I would understand if we were like in Saudi Arabia.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, because they have rules, you know, with the women having to cover up. But it's like, we're not in Saudi Arabia.
No.
You know? We're not talking about pig, Eric.
I'm talking about these men. Yeah, I'm talking about these disgusting men.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Why we're going back to the past and how we treat women. That guy who those tweets we've seen on screen, you know, bashing her and treating her like shit. He's like, let me apologize for my behavior. I listened to the apology he recorded on social media. Some fake ass bitch ass apology. Been like,
Oh yeah.
I'm like, fuck off.
Like, why are you back? Right. Why are you like, for real? Like,
get the fuck off of my goddamn screen, yo.
You bitch ass troll. Like, why are you backtracking?
Right. Like, if you're going to sit there and complain about what women wear in the wrestling, why come? Why come to the whole wrestling? And then all of a sudden, tweet about it.
What bothers me, too, is those men, especially when, you know, people like Sky Blue and Anna Jay and some of the good-looking wrestlers are in the wrestling matches, they're not, like, sitting there on their phone, you know, they're not sitting there watching the matches and, you know, doing this. They're on there taking their pictures and they're like, oh. Can I get a picture of her behind? Seriously. And then
emotional, damn it.
And then you fucking wonder why, like, women's mental health suffers, why they go through all these, like, body issues. It's because of shit like this taking place, because, you know, their mental health suffers because they see this shit, you know, they hear this shit. Mm-hmm. And then they feel like they have to change just to please, you know, the crowds and stuff. And I'm just like, I'm like so completely frustrated with, you know, why we even have to keep getting into this topic. It seems like every single, you know, year.
Right.
Because it's constantly never changing. It's the same old shit over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And these women get like treated like absolute shit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean,
like, I'm like, if you want to be bashing women and doing all this and trolling women, people gonna start thinking that you either you like guys, because
why are you
bashing women?
So wait, do we say the same for Nyla Rose because she was born a man and chose to go female? I think that's a whole different. I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like that's a whole different. Like, I feel like that's a whole nother issue, kind of, in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, I get where you're coming from, but I feel like it's like a totally kind of issue, especially with the stuff she she's been going through, especially with the shit down in Oklahoma and everything. Like, I mean,
technically, if she was born a male and she becomes a female, technically, all reality, she's still a male, regardless, in my book. Because if she was born a male, that's basically her trait. Her trait, she's a male.
So, yeah,
that's like I said, I agree with y'all. That's totally different.
They do deserve to be treated better on social media. Like, I'm sick of the constant, you know, worrying, oh, get into a new profession. Oh, well, she has an OnlyFans and she showcases her body on there. So if she's okay with that and showing her body off on OnlyFans and on social media like that, then it's okay to belittle her and say that she's using her body, you know, she's showing her body. So it's okay to, like, you know, sexually harass her in her workplace when she's trying to be in ring. No, it's not okay. It's never been okay. Like, why we constantly think everything's okay because they, you know, they want to showcase their bodies when they're not wrestling? I mean, what are we doing? Like, we need to stop fucking living in the fucking past with this shit. It's just... Oh, God.
What about transgenders?
And there's one question. What about transgenders? I mean, like, it's different. I mean, with the Nyla Rose situation, it's just such a touchy topic, and
it really is.
We have to go over for another day. So,
right. Yeah, I feel like you would have to save that topic for another day because, like, Binky was just saying, you know, that's a topic that's very sensitive, like a very sensitive topic. So, if we choose to do that as a topic, we got to be, like, very, very... I know we can sometimes, you know, cross the line of what's, like, acceptable to talk about, what's not acceptable to talk about, but this is a very touchy subject that we don't want to... We don't know who some of our viewers are. We don't know who all our viewers are. We don't know who all our listeners and supporters are. So we don't want to sit there and offend any of them.
The only thing I could definitely say about transgender, though, if a woman was to transform into a guy, they're going to get judged. If a man turns into a woman, they're definitely going to be judged, regardless. And so, and with that being said, by women being, you know, judged or trolled or talked about or bashed about how they dress, I think it's still equally the same way how transgenders are.
Yeah, especially trans women. They have it harder than trans women.
Yeah, because you can hear someone in the tweet talking about some, oh, why is she dressed as a man? You know, she's a woman, but she wants to be a man. Like, that type of tweet. Or if you hear a guy say, oh,
I agree with
you. Like, you're a man. You're not supposed to be dressing like a woman. You need to step up and be a man. Like, I see so many tweets that says that. And I'm looking like, bro, why can't they be free and do what the hell they want to fucking do? Like, it's their choice. It's their choice. They do what the fuck they want to do. Like, okay. It's first of all, it's God says so to whether he likes it or not. So.
That's it too. You know what? You know,
right.
We don't judge, like, around here.
Exactly. Children. Like, to really be honest with you, it's really nobody's fucking opinion. Rather, whoever, a man or a woman or a woman or a man dresses, like, come on, it's their choice. Leave it alone, peoples. Because I don't understand how people could be so cruel and so obnoxious on how people dress.
Exactly. If gender wasn't an issue, then anyone and everyone would have a choice on what they want to be. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, their body.
But
their choice.
I mean, exactly. I think that what you were just saying, Binky, getting back into what we were talking about here, like, these women in the ring, you know, it is their body. It's their choice to showcase what they want, show off all the hard work, you know, that they put in by work, you know, when they work out and all that stuff. They have every right to showcase what they've done with their body and how amazing they look in the ring. But we don't need to make that the primary topic of the whole thing. What we need to start doing with these women is yeah, we can talk about how beautiful they are and how good looking they are and how amazing they look, but we can't make that the primary focus of the whole thing. We have to showcase what they're in the ring for, and that's their in-ring wrestling ability. And that gets, like, with topics like this going on this week, that gets pushed to the back burner of everything. It gets pushed into a second-rate topic of, hey, you know, their bodies come first, you know, and what they look like comes first. Their in-ring ability doesn't matter. And that's sad and depressing in a way because, you know, that's what they want to be noticed for, is their in-ring ability. So, you know, when are we going to start showcasing them for their in-ring ability as well? Because that's more important than what they look like. Like when my brother and I and my uncle went while watching shows, like they talk about their in-ring ability more so than what they look like. We constantly say, oh, look at that move they did, or look at how they've improved or not improved in the ring. I don't hear them mentioning one time, oh my gosh, look at how hot they look, or look at this, or look at that. It's always about what they've been doing in the ring. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what we need to start focusing on. These women are amazing in the ring. Like Chrissy just said, I mean, I find myself in awe at how strong a lot of these women wrestlers are. Whenever someone like Toni Storm does a suplex, I'm like, damn. for real. I mean, look at any of these women. They do some of these ridiculous moves, and you're like, whoa, jeez.
Right.
Like, could they be hanging with them? Oh my God. I'll ask y'all this. Would y'all change your genders if you could?
I mean,
I would. I'm going to be honest. I would, because I'm gonna be blunt. Let's talk. I am sick and tired of periods. Telling you, Prince is a motherfucker. I would. Trust me, because y'all man ain't got to go through that shit. You hear me? Like, pregnancy, y'all ain't got to go through that shit. Come on. We got it bad. Like, y'all can go pee in the freaking bush if y'all wanted to. Come on. You seriously? Like, come on.
Gross.
Like, I don't understand. Y'all can sling y'all little penis around if y'all wanted to. The fuck? Come on. Y'all got a good...
Sorry. Y'all have a choice.
I mean, just like I chose...
We don't.
I chose to just accept the fact that, you know, I'm feminine. That's all. So I wouldn't want to change. For others, I'm not going to judge. But as for me, I don't want to change. No. I am proud to be a woman. I was born a woman.
Yep.
Effeminate. I'm going to live as a woman. Effeminate. I'm going to die as a woman. Effeminate. Mm. So
absolutely.
I'm proud of who I am. I don't want to be a man. I'm glad that I didn't come into this world as a man. So
yeah. Also, I'm looking at a comment.
There's still their douchebags. So I don't mind dealing with periods and getting pregnant. I don't care.
Nah, see,
I'm coming. And
y'all brave. I'm petrified of pregnancy. I don't have kids. Nope. Mm-mm. And I see the comment that Tati said, that she said take birth control pills where you don't have to get your period. That's kind of false, because I've been taking birth control for a very long time. Some motherfuckers been
or be a drink.
Making my shit heavy and going crazy and other bullshit. Mm-hmm.
Who the hell told you tonight was open mic night, bitch?
It's open mic night, bitch.
Well, the question was asked. So
they are trash. Horrible.
So talking about our topic, my uncle just came and gave me my note. It says, if you care how they dress and how they wrestle, you pay to watch them wrestle, not dress. So
Exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But overall,
open night.
Even no open night.
Oh my gosh.
Look. Open night. Look. Listen. Listen.
Oh my goodness gracious.
When interesting topics come, I talk. So.
Oh yeah.
It's open mic for me.
Oh wait, Alliance ain't no wrestler. She's oh god, here we go.
I don't think she's that good of a wrestler, though. Okay.
And I'm with you too. I mean, she's injury prone. She hasn't, you know, really improved in the ring as much because she can't stay healthy. And it's like, I'm with you. I'm not really impressed with her in ring ability at all. But
yeah. Ooh, an arm. Oh, Jesus. See, I don't do.
I don't know about implants in my arms.
Right.
Get them NDAs, kids. Non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oof.
That shit made my arm hurt when she said that.
Oh my goodness.
But overall, like yeah, at times, yeah, I'm happy to be a woman, but yeah, I would. Those are the only facts on reason why I would change my gender. But other than that, I'm okay. I'm happy to be a woman, but I just don't
NDAs
like
to, is there.
I just don't like to deal with the whole bunch of cramps and all that other shit. And it's so annoying. It's so annoying.
Oh wow.
Sorry, what? I can't see. Hold on.
The Keenan Alliance equals she at least wants to try. I give her credit trying for her but injury prone sad.
Yeah.
He said
she tried.
I'm surprised that she hasn't gotten released yet.
Give her time. I mean, if she can't get in the ring and stay healthy, I mean, it's only a matter of time. There's only so much you can do if you're not improving in the ring and you're getting constantly injured. So, you know, if she doesn't improve in the ring and she can't stay healthy, I mean, you'd have to eventually cut bait. I mean, I'm sorry, but it is what it is. You got to cut bait eventually.
My thing is, I got a question. My thing is, all these fans are talking about these women in the industry dressing how the way they want, but they are not talking about her.
No.
You see how her body is.
Yeah.
And you see how her body looks. Her body looks amazing. And you see how sometimes she dresses sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all they care. If it's like I tend to notice, like, for some of the women, it's like they don't, that's all they notice about them. Oh, she's, look at her behind. Oh, look at her behind. Yep. Look at her behind. But it's like, you don't hear the same thing about every other woman in other promotions. It's always like, man, look at her. Look how good she looks. Look how good she looks in the ring. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, why are we being hypocritical here? Like, it's the same kind of stuff. So,
because, like, literally, that's all I hear about Nikki Lyon. It's her behind. It's her behind. Like, do y'all ever talk about her professionalism in wrestling?
No. you don't hear it.
Have a good one, Sam.
Like, you don't.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm so offended and frustrated. Because, like, you know, 90% of the time, if you look on like social media, you don't see anything about what the women have done in the ring, what new moves they tried, whether they improve, whether they look great, whether or not they look great. All you see on social media is like pictures of them in, you know, their bikinis, or pictures of them, you know, of their behinds, or pictures of their bodies. You don't hear them talking much about what they've done in their ring, what they've done, what they haven't done to improve, you know, how great they look in the ring, any new moves they've had. We don't hear any of that narrating, which is a shame. But now it's changing. Yeah. Should we get into our next topic?
Yeah.
Yes,
another controversial topic.
Oh God!
We're going from controversy A to controversy B. The Tonga Twins announced their exit from Women of Wrestling this past week, and they put out like a personal message, you know, saying that, you know, women are, you know, getting sacrificed. They're getting sacrificed, so they mess with their kids, and now they're free agents, and it's becoming a big mess. And what, you know, you wonder, like, what is going on with this promotion? You know, something weird is going on with this promotion. And it, you look at what they're saying, you know, about their families and stuff. They labeled the promotion as evil and accused the promotion of interfering with their family and everything. And you're like, so who's the bullies in this promotion here? Who's at fault here? And then you look later on with some of the messages coming out on social media from other people in Women of Wrestling, and you hear their side of the story, and you get other people's side of the story coming out now too. And it makes you wonder, who's at fault? Is it Women of Wrestling that's eventually going under? Or were the Tonga twins being the ones that were bullying the other women in the women's division, which we've seen recent tweets and stuff from women in that company. And it's not just one. It's more than like one, two, three, four women coming from that promotion who are coming out and saying the same kind of thing. So eventually it leads you to scratch your head and be like, what is going on over there?
Because at first I was thinking, like, I thought the company was going downhill at first. But as you reading it and saying about it, I'm thinking to myself, is it the Tonga twins really bullying a lot of the women in the industry, in the company, and making the company look bad? That's another thing that I'm just thinking about too. Because I like the Tonga twins, don't get me wrong. They're really good in the company.
Yeah.
But to see how they act and to see how they, you know, they treat the women in the company, I've seen how they are. And they can be sometimes bully sometimes, and they can be really aggressive and rough.
Definitely not about Jeannie Buss.
Yeah.
So
must be network backstage issues. And I think based off some of those messages we've seen from like people like Howlitzer and, you know, all those people, that there are plenty of backstage issues going on with bullying and, you know, thinking, you know, you're the top stars of the company, so you can act a certain way and everything. Right. It's sad because, like you were saying, you know, they're very talented in ring, but I mean,
they can possibly be the ones bullying these women, and
that's not cool.
Acting like, you know, the company is doing something to them, like that's kind of like playing victim.
Yeah, and based on what you've heard from some of these reports that have been coming out in some of these tweets, is that they weren't fired from the company or anything, or they were let go from the company, which makes me think that something with them was at fault too.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you don't get let go from a company for no reason without doing something in return. So.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Because I was confused on what was going on, and I was just like, "What is going on? Why is this happening?" Like,
same here.
It was just a mind blank for me. And then, like, I'm starting to realize, like, they probably being the ones that are bullied and stuff. So.
What are your thoughts, Pinky?
You know, it's a women's wrestling company.
Yeah.
And then for the Tonga twins to just leave and then complain, and it's like you said, what if they're the ones who have been bullying the other performers, the other talents? And it's like, this company elevated their career for them just to should I say allegedly bully the other talents. And it's like, with the backstage issue, it's like, it makes me wonder, like, okay, they see, it's like now other companies have seen their reputation.
And
what if AEW, what if WWE, what if TNA, what if one of those companies doesn't sign them? Because of their reputation. And it's like, with the twins, it's like, you know, I feel like they need to eat a slice of humble pie.
Yeah, absolutely.
They really do. Because it's like, you know, you have the wow women to wrestling, this is just to start off their career.
Mm-hmm.
And then just for them to just leave because maybe they feel like they're not getting their way, or maybe they're being entitled or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the actual issue, but apparently it just seemed like they were being entitled and thought that they had their way, but pouted and just decided to leave. And it's like, it's not going to be a good look. I'm not going to be surprised if one of, you know, the top three wrestling companies, you know, WWE, AEW, TNA, even Stardom, New World Japan.
Oh,
Honor.
Stardom? I'd be careful. Like, promotions like Stardom, I mean, that's where some of the top women's wrestling over in Japan is. I doubt like going over to a promotion like that would do them any wonders. And I don't think they would get hired in a promotion like that. Maybe Rossi's promotion, Miracle, might be willing to take a bet on them if he wanted to. But he's got his own issues to worry about with how he handles women and shit. So, I mean, that's another topic for another time too. But I mean, but yeah, when you hear like one of the former women of wrestling talents, like Heidi Howitz are saying, you know, women of wrestling can be criticized for many things, but these women stating they'll speak out for the other girls only receive favoritism while bullying and injuring others the entire time, crying sisterhood. I went to the ER due to their negligence and improper training. So we cross a line between, you know, bullying and stuff backstage, but injuring people during matches, that's like another major taboo, another major no-no. If you're purposely going into the ring, wrestling your opponent when they trust you with their safety and their life and their, you know, health on the line, and you're purposely going out there, you know, improper training and purposely or whatever injuring your opponent, that's another major red flag for any promotion out there that would be wanting to sign up. If you're going to go out on your own and just wrestle matches and act unprofessional and injure your opponents, sending them to the hospital,
Yeah. That's
another major ugh.
Yeah, super major. Yeah. And then what really kind of got me is kids are being involved. Why? Why is kids being involved?
That's another thing. I don't want to know what's going on there, too.
Like kids should be out of it.
Yes.
Point blank.
Definitely. Period. Definitely.
I don't understand why kids are being involved in something that has nothing to do.
No. Stop.
Like, yeah. It just irritates me. It irritates me to see that. And if I see that the Tomlinsons are really involved in this and putting kids in this,
but when he's saying at the bottom, if that's the case, that's 10 times even worse. Meaning their kids are being used as pawns. Kids shouldn't be using pawns in something in between a battle between the wrestlers, the talent, and the company. So that's like a whole other issue that we're talking about here. Exactly. Not only are we talking about backstage drama, backstage bullying, injuring your opponent's ring. Now we're using children and kids as pawns in this stuff. That's like totally unacceptable behavior. Exactly. Like, what the hell is going on in this promotion? Like,
exactly. But if I find that the Tonga twins are initiating this and doing this and putting kids as pawns, then yeah, that's going to be a definite bad rep for them. Nobody is not going to sign them. Nobody don't want them in their company if they're going to talk about
it. I mean, look at some of the women who, you know, did behind the scenes bullshit in other promotions. Guess what? Have you seen them getting signed by any major promotions? WWE, AEW, Stardom, you know, TNA. No. They're still being like red flag, black flag for their behavior and everything. So.
I agree.
And they would get called out. I mean, they.
So I mean, I feel like this story we're gonna in Tonga Twins, Nia Jackson bring back Tamina.
Yeah, I mean,
I
don't know. I think so. The Tonga Twins, are they Samoans?
No, I think they're Tongan.
They're Tongans. Yeah, because they have like this rivalry going on between the Tongans and the Samoans.
Is that really? I'm not trying to be funny. Is it really true in a way when it's like the Tongan is still Samoan? It's like a Pacific Islander kind of company. They're like two different. There's still nationalities, but I don't
really. I had a feeling that the Tongas is still like. And it's still Samoan.
It has a different lineage and everything. Yeah. But
yeah. And then like I don't know why like a lot when I saw that article I saw a whole bunch of people talking about some they're gonna be joining the bloodline blah blah blah.
That bothers me too. Why is everyone that's Samoan or Pacific Islander heritage? Right. Why are we automatically like? Hey, let's go to WWE. Let's just throw them into the bloodlines, right?
What if they're not related to The Rock? I mean, it's like
exactly. This is the problem. People don't realize this is what I'm getting at when I say why are we doing this? Like you throw all these different people of different nationalities into factions. Like, aren't people gonna start pointing fingers and throwing two and two together? Like, what are you doing? Damage control is like all based off the Japanese heritage. Like, you know, the pride is like, you know, all the African American people. No offense, I'm not being racist. I'm just saying, you know, look at the way they put them together. I mean, then you have like the bloodline and the new bloodline is like Samoan, Tongan, Pacific Islander heritage. I mean, like we went over this in the past. Like, why do we have to throw every Tongan, every Samoan, every person that's not part of their like the Anoa'i like bloodline history? Why are we putting them in the same?
I don't understand.
It's a never ending storyline, especially with the bloodline. You're like, why does everybody have to join the bloodline?
Exactly. And then like to hear the fact that there's more coming, like, come on, stop.
Remember what I was saying, like when we're talking about the bloodline, how this is a never-ending story. Just when you think you're getting close to the end, we add more and more people, and this story continuously drags on and on and on and on for another year, another two, another three, another 4 years.
I can't deal with it no more.
Because Samoans are built differently from other nationalities.
I get it that the fact of the matter is they said Samoans started off, you know, wrestling, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. But do we have to continue a storyline? Like, oh yeah, great. We're getting the new bloodline with Solo and Tangaloa and Tonga. And then what? Against Roman and then Roman and the Usos. Then what? Then we're gonna get add Jacob Fatu and The Rock and so and so and this person and that person and that person.
It's crazy because I know you guys just point that out with the Tonga twins, Nia Jax, and then bring on Tamia. Well, Tamia is retired.
Retired, yeah.
So y'all trying to make this into a female bloodline?
No.
Please don't.
Nia Jax and Tamia? Right.
No, thank you. Please, no, thank you.
Right. And then you're going to try to have freaking, Naomi come in as a... Oh, God.
Please don't. No. Stop while you're ahead. Really, the WWE and Samoan dynasty covers over 50 plus years. See, and we don't have a problem with that. WWE and the Samoan dynasty covering over 50 plus years because it wasn't constant. It wasn't like a year to year, like 50 years of non-consecutive storyline. We've had like 5 years of the Roman Reigns story connected with Solo and the Usos, and now we have like another storyline being built to this with Solo and Tamatanga and Tangaloa. Samoa and Tonga are different nations. Historically in wrestling, the Pacific Islanders always stick together as stables.
They do. they definitely do stick together. I can agree.
Maybe it makes sense for all of them to be in the bloodline. That's why they're called the bloodline.
Right.
It doesn't happen. I'm sorry, it just doesn't make any sense. Like,
but for them to go against each other in the long run, it's gonna be dragging.
It is two different bloodline stables. You're potentially building. I think you're potentially building to that. I mean, with the whole I talked to Roman. He says I'm in charge, and so he comes back. Stuff. I feel like we're going into a new bloodline, old bloodline storyline with new bloodline led by Solo with Tonga and Tangaloa taking on old bloodline Roman and the Usos. Then you're going to add Jacob Fatu in the storyline. Eventually, The Rock's going to get involved. I'm like, oh, Bloodline Infinity War. Yeah, infinity being the key word there. As in, this is a never-ending story that never ends. It just drags on. Oh, no. Let's just add more names. This Lazilli Fatu 2.
Yeah, the Fatus.
Lord.
Yeah. And then in Rikishi.
Oh, God. Can we not? Stop while we're ahead.
Rikishi again.
We need to quit while we're ahead with all this stuff. Jeez. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, let's talk about the Pride. Like, what about the Street Profits? Like, they're getting treated like crap right now.
Oh, yes.
That's what I mean.
Bobby's shadow. I mean,
that's why, hey, they're just being, like, look at, they were just going to be fed to, you know, the Bloodline people anyways. Because look, wasn't it supposed to be Tonga against Bobby, and then Bobby had to pull out, so they threw Angelo Dawkins in it? Like, what are we doing?
First of all, I think that was a mistake to put in Angelo in it, first of all.
They'll all live our lifetime before they go extinct.
I think
D'Angelo needs a lot of work to improve. I think he should go back to NXT.
That's not my issue. If you're gonna do that kind of stuff, I mean, when are we gonna freaking end the this draft shit? So look at some of the people that got drafted to, like, you know, Raw, SmackDown, and shit. Like, you know, the Good Brothers and Mishin and them were all drafted to SmackDown, yet they're doing a bunch of shit down in NXT right now. I mean, Ivy Niles doing that tournament in NXT. She's on the main roster. Like, what are we doing? Are we still just doing, you know, anybody can show up to any show at any given time and stuff? Because if that's the case, then what we need to stop doing these drafts, because everyone's going to end up on the same different shows. Everyone's going to end up on the same shows anyway. So these drafts are meaningless and pointless.
True. But just to sit there and throw somebody in a tournament?
Yeah.
Again, Tonga. That most.
Yeah, like, what are we doing? Like,
Tonga went straight into him with no hesitation.
And you put that match, you put that match on TV, and you throw poor LA Knight and Santos Escobar on the house show circuit without putting that in, and you throw the last minute Tama Tonga versus
Angelo
Dawkins match on TV? What?
Yeah, I'm starting to see how they're treating LA Knight too, because
that's my boy up there. What are we doing to him?
How all of a sudden y'all treat him like he's a superstar, and all of a sudden before backlash, he loses to AJ Styles, and then he still get treated like shit? Oh
yeah, I saw my brother yesterday. I'm like, I've given up hope that he's even gonna be world championship material with how they're booking him, because I'm like, what are they doing?
Right.
Rock is not blood related to any Samoan, but Peter Maivia. Peter is blood brothers with Apa and Sika of the Anoa'i family, hence the bloodline.
Mm-hmm. I already knew all that.
Thank you, Tati.
I already knew all that.
And then I read this whole mess about Tama Tonga and his relationship to Haku and the whole bloodline story with that, and I'm like, this is, and I was reading it last night when I was getting dinner, and I'm like, this is making my head hurt. FYI, Samoans are not black.
That's true. They're not black.
They're not. I think that's where everybody gets it all mixed up. They think that they're black, and they're not. Because by their skin color and the tone of the skin color makes it look like they're black, but they're really not.
No.
So.
Nope.
That's where a lot of people get it mixed up and confused about.
Yeah. Dominicans are. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Most Dominicans. Not all Dominicans.
Yeah.
Some of them are,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Hai Chi might be adopted Rock's mom after marrying her mother. Huh? Mm-hmm. That sounds weird.
I think Hai Chi.
That sounds so weird, though. I don't know. That sounds messed up to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my head is flowing. Like, you girls would want to go take a little break to clear your mind.
Oh, yeah.
This already got me like, what? I need a break for real.
Yeah. Oh, same here. We'll be back in a few, guys. So, see you in a few.
Absolutely.
Be right back.
It's Power Piston Muscle Monster Total Package Lex Luger! Mr. Total, what's on your 2 feet?
Ruse!
Shoes for your feet! Pockets for your stuff! When you have not your heart.
The first ever three-part Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame Collector Series is now available through this amazing TV offer. Buy one or all three at the special introductory price of $29.95 each and receive the hilarious blooper tape of the 70s for only $19.95. Add $4 shipping and handling for each order. If you like to gorge on wrestling, here's your emotional feast. The first ever Hall of Fame Collector Series, the best of the 70s. Your soul forever. It's all original. Bloody matches, exciting profiles, off-the-wall studio stunts. Order one or all three for $29.95 each, and the blooper tape is yours for only $19.95. Add $4 shipping and handling. For fast delivery, order by number. Number one, Blood Battles. Number two, Cage Madness. Number three, Monsters. For the action high of your life, order now. Order one or all three for only $29.95 each. And you get the wild and crazy blooper tape for only $19.95. Add $4 shipping and handling. Operators are waiting for your call. So call now. If the line is busy, call back. Write the number down. order your excitement now. If the line is busy, call back.
Here's how to order your Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame Classics Collector Series. Call 1-800-333-0901. Ask for operator 55C. Write the number down and order your excitement now. 1-800-333-0901.
And we're back, so hopefully all your minds are all cleared and everything from the big mess and stuff, the controversies and stuff. But I think my girl Binky's about to like bring up her topic, so we're gonna get into another little bit of more controversy. So girl,
right.
Oh, you got it.
All right, so scoring. Oops. Oh. Oh, what just happened? I'm sorry. The Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef. HBK sends an invitation to the rappers to settle the score in the ring on WWE NXT. You know, Kendrick and Drake have been beefing for several months, back-to-back diss tracks. So both tensions have been boiling, and basically WWE wants to send an invitation for them to just duke it out. And you know, and it's crazy because the wrestling world is just paying attention to this feud. And
lies on me, and I'ma send it up the pot. Ay, put the wrong label on me, I'ma get them dropped. Ay, switching music, and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, plus 5.
Yeah, so, you know, so, so with Bet Online, so they set the odds with the showdown. So if it's a wrestling match, Drake is in favor at a half, which is -200, and then you have Kendrick, which would trails at 3/2, which is +150, and a boxing match because they're saying that. It may be a potential celebrity boxing match. So.
Oh my God! Get the fuck out of here.
According to Bet Online, the bet with both artists at 120, which is 5/6, and so it's just really crazy. And you know, in the
Caesars in Vegas,
Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar, it has been it has been trending and it's been streaming millions, all that. And so my question is this.
He a fan.
And what do you guys think about HBK sending an invitation to both these rap artists?
Bruh.
Okay.
So what do you ladies think about this?
Bruh.
Bruh, at that, yep. Number two, it's silly as hell. Like, it's what? Like, I couldn't even hold my laughter because why is this even thought of?
That's my keyword too, Layton. Lady B, why? Like, why are we doing this?
Right, like, why is this even a thing that we have to sit up here and... I don't know.
She's speechless.
I really am. Like, yeah, I know about the whole thing.
God help me!
Like, I know the whole Drake and Kendrick Lamar beef, but... Come on, really? WWE?
Not in wrestling? Come on.
No. Like, What? Like, why?
I get you.
Like, this to me now. You remember that show back in the day on MTV? What is it? Celebrity Deathmatch or whatever that script is. Looking like at this point, because I don't understand. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand why. Like, come on. No.
What are we doing? Like, I'm with you there. Like, my main issue is, like, I see this dude going back and forth on my social media. It was, like, overtaking it so much to the point, like, I'm trying to go through my wrestling feed so I can, you know, stay up to date. Yeah. So I can get have experience with them. And that thing was clogging up so much of my social media feed. I, like, eventually had to, like, start muting it because I'm, like, this is getting out of control. But, yeah, I'm like Lady B here, and my first reaction to this when I heard it was, why? My main criticism in wrestling is we have enough talent signed to these shows, NXT, you know, Raw and SmackDown. Why do we need to bring celebrities in to take the spotlight from the actual talent? Right. When
bad about it, building bad them about up it. Bad about it. They had
I understand it's for the culture, but we're talking about a one-off match. Taking away the spotlight from potential talent that could be getting their shine and, you know, trying to be future stars off of a one-off team,
come on, we had Snoop Dogg, we had Mike Tyson, we had Muhammad Ali, and then we had Bad Bunny. Now we're gonna have Kendrick Lamar, Jake. Come on.
Then you had Logan Paul come in. And then you had to win a championship. Now he's going for a second championship. It's like,
right.
If Edge and Matt Hardy beat Merlina, why can't these two? Because they were actually wrestlers in a storyline. These two were rappers having an off wrestling beef with each other. That has nothing to do with the wrestling.
I'm officially saying that this is Celebrity Deathmatch.
It is.
Like,
why don't we just build them up as clay figures and have them kill each other, right?
They're already killing each other.
Yeah, you know, I just think that this can really generate revenue.
It could generate revenue, but for what? Like I said, for a one-off? Like, I get it, everything.
I know it sounds silly, but it's like, and you know where I stand with this beef. I am on Kendrick's side because I am from the West Coast. I have to rep the West Coast.
Dummy.
That's my boy. Oh my gosh.
Like, to be honest, I am not on nobody's side.
I'm the same as you again. I'm the same as you, girl. I'm out of it.
Like,
they are trash. Horrible.
I'm out of it. I have no.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Out of the way, you.
This is silly. Like, this is.
It's a waste of time. Silly. What we always talk about is like how you want to build your future talent and stuff in NXT, because that's where you're supposed to be your developmental to build your future talent to push them up to the main roster. Taking these two and putting them in a match, whether on an NXT premium live event or putting them on, you know, an episode of NXT, just seems nonsensical and a waste of time because you're taking away from the other talent on the show that could be using that time to benefit from it.
Exactly.
A rap death match. Oh man, no. No matches.
No.
And speaking of clay figures.
So I stunned McMahon's sorry ass, and that's the bottom line.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, who the hell do you think you are? You dare to disparage me? You're nothing but a foul-mouthed, beer-swilling son of a bitch.
Hell, bitch, I appreciate the compliments. And right after I finish this beverage, I'm going to knock that damn toupee off that stupid little head of yours and shove it right up.
You impudent fool. Your physicality is no match for my superior mental acumen. That's why I'm the boss, and I'll prove it in the ring.
Oh, yeah? Well, listen up, you silly bastard. I'll go you one better than that. We're not going to settle this in any old wrestling ring. We're going to settle this in a death match ring.
You're on.
Like Stone Cold said, Nick, Sometimes life's little problems can only be solved here in our humble deathmatch arena.
And the time has come to do just that, as our fighters are now at ringside. Let's go check it out.
Hey, Stone Cold, I got your stone right here, buddy. Compliments of the Undertaker.
A lot of tension down there, Nick.
Oh, it's gonna be an ugly night.
I'm sure you gentlemen know the rules. I want a good, clean fight. Now let's get it on.
That Stone Cold can really take a hit.
McMahon starts things off old school style with a Texas toe slam.
That's my show.
Yes. I miss that show.
Oh, I love that show. Celebrity Deathmatch rules. Mills Lane, I love Mills Lane, man. He is awesome.
Oh man, that show was hilarious. Oh my god.
Oh, man, yeah, I swear.
Yeah, that's you know,
but Pinky.
What did you say, Pinky?
Well, I'm sorry that I had to step out for a bit. I had to help my father.
No worries.
You're good.
So,
we got footage.
There's a lot of disdain between these two, but there has to be a better solution than duking it out. I'm not sure if he's trying to escape or take this fight into a new and dangerous direction. Not wasting any time now. This superstar darting towards their opponent.
It's gonna be an all-out war. These two won't even wait for the opening bell.
The official desperately trying to separate these two. But I'm not sure that's going to be possible. Oh, no, don't do it. Don't do it.
Whatever's playing here can't be good. Oh, my God. Someone is seriously going to get hurt here.
No!
Are you kidding me?
My gosh. Get this under control.
No.
Niggas, I wave one finger and thump y'all niggas like, field goal punt y'all niggas, they punk y'all niggas. Nobody never took my food. Whoever that's fucking with them, fuck you niggas and fuck the industry too. If you take it there, I'm taking it.
If you walk around with that
stick,
I'm taking it. 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 I'm really like that. Hey, your best work is a life pack, nigga. Prince outlived my jack, nigga. Boom! For all your dogs getting buried, that's a K with all these nines. You gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga.
Boom! I don't ever sell a dope, is you like that?
Don't speak on the family, Craig.
He always said I overlook him, I was staring straight. These bars go over Kenny head no matter what I say. I know you like to keep it short, so let me paraphrase. Knew it was smoke when Abel hit us with the serenade. Nigga said, I started reaching for my ways. Drop. Went away from Michael, nigga. Beat it. Kendrick just opened his mouth. Someone go hand him a Grammy right now. Where's your uncle at? Cause I wanna talk to the man of the house. West Coast niggas do fades, right? Come get this ass whooping, I'm handing him out. You wanna take off for real? And come get his legacy out of my house.
A see tough, you gon' make a nigga bring back fuck. Let me see the chubs really crash something. You're my first one, like a fast one. Let your core audience stomach that. Then tell them where you get the ass from. It's a fast one. Fast one. Headshot for the year. You better walk around like that. You gotta pop out and show niggas. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up the score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him.
Hey, we don't need to do the match on TV. We got it right there, so.
This crazy because this controversy made us laugh, okay? I know the two of the controversies were right, but this is making us laugh. But,
oh my god. I was sitting here in tears.
Sorry.
Like, I was sitting in here in tears. Like,
oh, for real.
It's to see people be so creative with this stuff.
I know, for real. Like,
it's funny as hell. Like,
oh my god.
I just think that Kendrick would pin Drake in the wrestling match.
Oh,
he
would
give him that Tombstone Power Driver, that Undertaker finisher. Boom. 1, 2, 3. Kendrick winner, Kendrick Lamar.
Hoochie mama. Hood rat, hoochie mama. Oh, I love those big brown eyes. And the way you shake your thighs.
What? Yeah. I like it. Oh yeah, man.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Really crazy.
Any further, that's something you don't want to do. Ooh.
We don't want to hear you say nigga no more. We don't want to hear you say nigga no more.
Stop.
It's crazy because it's like I kind of agree with you. I think if Kendrick Lamar and Drake was to be in like a match, Kendrick Lamar would body slam him and do all the other stuff while Drake just give him, you know, the BBL drizzy. Like BBL drizzy. Oh my gosh.
Looking like somebody might have some explaining to do.
Talk to Drake about that. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. You know what? And J. Cole, he's going to be the special guest referee.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can see that happening. I can see that happening. That's definitely. I can definitely see that. Oh man.
He be pinning. He be doing this. 1, 2, 3.
Are you sure about that?
Oh my gosh. Oh man. Char's like, I can't deal with this no more.
Oh gosh. But yeah, my thoughts on it, yeah. Like, let's stay as a social media feud. Let's not even drag it into a wrestling ring, because it's like, because I mean, whether it would be any kind of celebrity whatsoever, whatnot, I've always been of the mindset that we need to start, you know, saving these spots on like big shows for your actual talent that you have signed. Yeah. Not, we don't need to keep bringing in celebrities, because that's what bothered me with WrestleMania too. Is you were bringing these big time celebrities to have big time matches on the show, so you're taking away matches from people who've worked for the company all year round, who deserve the spotlight, deserve to have, you know, their moments too, and they get them taken away because you want to add one or two or three big time celebrity segments and matches on the show. It's not really fair for your signed talent. So,
and then like I noticed that when certain celebrities come and watch the show in like the audience in the front row section, I noticed that they get involved as well too. So like they had Patrick Mahomes there, like
Week
ago, and I'm just like, okay,
they got involved in that thing,
right? He's down with Logan Paul. He's a Logan Paul people. Like, oh god,
and like absolutely not. Like, no. Not that I'm a big Chiefs fan anyways, but
exactly.
But move that trick. But let's this is what Chrissy's like with me. Let's stick to beef between wrestlers, not real life beef between true rappers on social media.
Right.
Agreed. I'm agreed.
I somewhat agree, but it's funny at the same time.
It's funny.
This beef has taken over everywhere. Like, you have the wrestling world talking about this.
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny, but it's like maybe some major pay-per-view or something, like maybe Fight or something. Maybe they should have a
boxing match, right?
Like a live boxing match or something between these two that people could pay for if they want to watch it. Because I mean, that would draw revenue and money. You don't need to have it on an episode of NXT or on an NXT PLE. Just do like a special like pay per view and have them beef on there. Like, I mean, people would still tune in. They'd make a ton of money off it anyway. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No Drizzy. Exactly. No Drizzy. Drake lost in the battle. Okay.
I have no dog in the fight. No offense. It's not the music I listen to, so I'm like, I have no dog in the fight.
I don't listen to it. Yeah, I'm like, Drake did lose though in the battle. Yeah, definitely. I was catching up on what was going on because I didn't know what the hell was going on.
I didn't either. I was like,
what? Okay.
I just seen it. I just saw it overtaking my social media, like back and forth with all these people in my wrestling group chat. Like, oh my gosh, look at this, look at this. And, segment between the two. And I'm like,
and I was seeing a whole bunch of my friends like talk about it on Facebook. And I was just like, okay, I kind of see what's going on.
And I was like, it got to the point where I was like, oh, I was trying to, like, you know, flip through my feed just so I can, like, start to see, oh, is there any new wrestling news going on today, or what's going on? And then obviously it's Kendrick Lamar and Drake, all every tweet, one right after the other, right after, it was just all about this. I'm like, oh.
All right. Exactly, and then Christy, exactly. I'm seeing Kendrick.
Hide your little ones.
Like, I kept seeing, like, when I was, like, looking at it, I was like, okay, all I kept seeing was Kendrick is showing, is Kendrick posted another diss track. I said, oh gosh, it's like every 15 minutes he'll post a diss track.
He a fan here. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life.
Let me say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Then step this way. Step that way. Then step this way. Step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way, step that way, then step this way, step that way.
That's 1 minute power.
I ain't gonna lie, that song's bad. That song's bad.
And maybe Shawn Michaels, maybe he has that to him, you know, he has that swag.
Oh, Shawn Michaels, he knows what's the deal. He know what's going on. Shawn Michaels is definitely like invited to the family reunion.
Oh, yeah.
You know exactly what's going on. I think we should get into the
let's get off controversy and hot topics for that. We can actually get into something fun and awesome to talk about. Our wrestler of the week this week is none other than new Ross draftee, Ilya Dragunov, the Mad Dragon himself, King of the Ring, first round matchup with Ricochet. Holy hell. Probably one of my favorite matches of the entire tournament so far. I mean, wow. Like, I was blown away near falls after near falls after near falls in that match. And seeing the chemistry these two had in the ring, I'm like, I wouldn't mind seeing a rematch somewhere down the line. Mm-hmm. I mean, the physicality, the high flying, the way they matched up so well in the ring. Dragunov ended up winning the match, a really, really great match with the H-bomb. Mm-hmm. And, you know, showing respect to Ricochet after the match and everything. I'm excited to have Dragunov as Wrestler of the Week, and I'm excited for the potential future round matchup in this Raw side of the bracket between Dragunov and Gunther. Sign me up. That could be a potential. Mark it down, guys, in your calendars. That's a potential WWE match of the year contender right off the bat right there. I'm not kidding around there. When Dragunov got drafted to Raw and they said, you're on the same roster as Gunther, he was quoted as saying that, you know, the one word he would use to describe that, being on the same show as Gunther, was destiny. And if you watch some of their prior matches in, like, NXT UK and NXT Europe and stuff like that, wow, those are some very special, really good matches. So I'm excited to see where the future is for Dragunov. If they're going to build him like a star like that on the Raw brand, I mean, sky's the limit. You're going to looking at a future title reign somewhere down the line within the next year or two for him. So what are you guys' thoughts?
Oh, I definitely see a potential down the line with him and Gunther. He's definitely going to be a rising star of the making. Trust me.
Oh yeah.
He's phenomenal in the ring. Like from NXT, then drafted to Raw. Yeah.
Didn't miss a beat either. Getting drafted to Raw. Because sometimes you think, what's going on with some of these graphics matches when they get drafted? And
yeah,
wow, his first match in the tournament.
To me, it makes sense now that they drafted him first before Trick, because he has a lot more potential.
Oh, I love Dragon. I'm like a huge fan. Like
he has a lot of potential. Don't get me wrong, Trick does too, but Dragunov. Definitely.
There's something special about him. I can easily see him right now as a really I'd say within the next year, a couple of years or so, a future world champion over on the Raw brand. Because
definitely.
He's got everything. Oh. Made. His NXT UK title match against Gunther was amazing. Oh my gosh. Makes me want to go back and rewatch that again in anticipation of their main roster match.
I definitely saw that. That was a good match.
Yeah. That was bloody.
And now since they're both on the roster, on the main roster. Oh yeah, that's definitely to see that.
Mazatov. What are your thoughts, Binky?
Dragunov, he's really talented. His NXT days where he challenged Carmelo Hayes for the NXT championship. And he won from that, and then you have Trick Williams challenging him, and then Trick winning the title from him, and then for Dragunov to be called up to the main roster because they see what he can do. And wasn't Dragunov in the Imperium?
No, that was Kaiser, Vinci, and
Gunther. Because there are four in the stable.
Yeah, I've known a three. I don't remember him being in there. I know Dragunov was a huge, huge rival of Gunther's in NXT UK, but
yeah,
I don't remember them being in the same faction.
You said that, Binky, because a lot of people think that he was in the Imperium because him and Kaiser look alike a little bit. Just a little bit. So that's why it kind of chuckled me.
I don't think they ever were, though. Not that I remember.
No, I think it was only just them three.
Yeah, because I remember seeing the fourth person. Maybe they were on NXT UK. That's probably why.
Yeah, that's where they started. That's where they started was NXT UK. They
moved to the US.
Yeah.
NXT, and then that's when it was three, and then so maybe Dragunov wasn't in the stable. But as for Dragunov, he's really talented.
Sign me up. Gunther versus Ilya, final round for the King of the Ring on the
Rock. I can see that happening. Really.
Oh my gosh, please. Like I said, give me that match in the final round of the Rob side, and I say that potential match of the year contender right off the bat. Yeah.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gunther versus Dragunov.
Oh, snap. That was a lot.
But yeah, I mean, jeez, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what, but yeah, this is now. So congratulations, last but not least, Dragunov. Can't see what the future holds for you, but I see a world title in the near future. But we're at the end of the line, unfortunately. Really good job with ladies and everything, but end of the road this week. It's the end of the line for us today. Want to share any where they can find you, anything news or anything before we go off here? Where they can find you guys?
That is still stuck in my head.
Niggas, I wave one finger and thump y'all niggas like field goal punt y'all niggas, they punk y'all niggas. Nobody never took my food. Whoever that's fucking with them, fuck you niggas and fuck the industry too. If you take it there, I'm taking it further. That's something you don't wanna do.
Ooh. We don't wanna hear you say nigga no more. We don't wanna hear you say nigga no more.
Stop.
But yeah, you can you can find me on Twitter. I am QueenBossy20, and then also you can find me on Instagram, Hailey_Jaded.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at estdeep606_ and Twitter BinkySprenna6_.
You can find me at Instagram at Charlene.Cadilla, that's my name. You can find me on Twitter at MoxCrew2021. Yeah, representing my boy tonight, defending the title at Resurgence. Uh-oh. Check out that show tonight. That could be a show of the of pay-per-view of the year contender. Really solid card there for New Japan tonight. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, ring the notification bell, share this with all your amazing friends out there. Tell them this is where we want to be. This show's red hot, everybody. This is the must-watch show today. So don't forget, like, share, subscribe, ring the notification bell, share this. I'm gonna keep watching the word share until we do that. Don't forget to check out Eric and Christy next with the Wrestling Asylum. That's gonna be a definitely can't miss show, because if you thought what we were saying on a certain topic today is interesting, stay tuned for Eric, because they're gonna get it really hot and heavy into that topic. So
there's a lot of disdain between these two, but there has to be a better solution than duking it out. I'm not sure if he's trying to escape or take this fight into a new and dangerous direction.
He a fan. He a fan. He a freaky ass nigga. He a 69 god. Freaky ass nigga. He a 69 god. Hey. Run for your life. Hey. Run for your life.
Good.
Y'all niggas, I wave one finger and thump y'all niggas like field goal punt y'all niggas, they punk y'all niggas. Nobody never took my food. Whoever that's fucking with them, fuck you niggas and fuck the industry too. If you take it there, I'm taking it further. That's something you don't wanna do.
Ooh. We don't wanna hear you say.
Never be nobody number one. Safe if you walk around with that stick. Hey, Andre G. Shut up, I still got PTSD. Big three, nigga, it's just big me, nigga. I'm really like that. Hey, your best work is a light pack, nigga. Prince outlive my jack, nigga.
Wow.
Oh man.
Oh man.
All right, take care.